Can we keep him?
He's like, I am a bum. He doesn't do anything anymore. He's like, come on.
All right, all right.
Can he come on our show sometime?
Excuse me, can I buy you a fifth sandwich?
I feel like, no, you got to break the camera.
That nigga said.
Sweet thing.
Let me get him. I can't be an innovator.
Yo. I don't remember. No, I don't remember.
Welcome back, hero.
Show, what up, though, loved ones? Tis I, your guy, Handsome Bane, the toxic boxer, the problematic problem solver, your main Dookie Stain, Handsome Bane. And we are, you see who I got with me.
Oh boy, it's been
you're seeing us for the first time in a long time.
The three of us.
Been a while. And so if you see
since my last
Miss Kit Kat Chinetti, and you see Mr. K and Patton,
meow.
And not, you don't meow, dog.
Meow.
Don't. That's gross. Don't own it.
Cause that's just I'm gross. Owning this. Meow.
Remember the cat jizzed on him? That whole
thing. Oh, God.
Hi, guys.
Remember that?
Not that cat. But
you didn't
cat.
See it.
It was a cat.
Check out the second Toaster Leavens episode if you don't believe us.
Yeah, go into the archives there. So if you see the three of us together, chances are we're doing another theater.
From our butts.
Yes. Theater from our butts. Shut up. Jeez. Theater from our butts. Halloween edition. We got a bunch of
extravaganza.
Spooktacular.
Spooky.
Ooh. Scary puns.
Ooh.
Who started them?
I think the bit's over.
But I do want to know who started that corny shit.
I have no idea.
The puns. And then it's like Bela Lugosi was like drunk.
I mean, Bela Lugosi was a drunken asshole and I love it. I think spooky puns have been around for a long ass time. Like even in Frankenstein there are jokes. Like,
yeah.
I think, though, really it was commercialized, especially in kind of the horror parody stuff that started happening in the late 60s. Mm-hmm. Think like Disney's The Haunted Mansion, which is just a bunch of spoopy jokes.
And just wanting to also like not be scared shitless by the things you're talking about,
so
you make a joke about it.
Yeah, and like Creature from the Black Lagoon, I know, was like such a huge moment in horror history that people lost their shit a little bit.
Right, and also like Bram Stoker being basically a... Bram Stoker was also like a censor.
Yeah.
And then he comes out with Dracula, and it was like very damn near pornographic.
Yeah.
Like some of the stuff that happens.
Yeah.
Like you read the scene where
Mina.
The three chicks. Oh yeah. But the three chicks who like almost bite John Harker and all that stuff, and you're just
the
like,
North remembers.
You're reading it, and you're like,
oh no, no, not the table, not again.
You're reading this like, no, this
anybody
is...
Anybody feel that tremor?
It was pretty... It was hot.
Speaking of horror movies, tremors.
Was hot 19th century...
Corset unlacing.
Softcore porn, you know?
Blah.
Whale boning.
Blah.
Whale boning.
Ay.
All right. So we have...
Gahoy!
Hey.
We have some scripts. Kit Kat, you did the heavy lifting on the picking of the scripts.
And I tried to do better, but I couldn't find a lot of good stuff.
It's okay. We got good stuff because we're good at what we do. And so you picked out Addams Family 1991.
Ooh.
I
picked two scenes from it.
Yes.
One is a love scene between Morticia and Gomez, who even as a young gothling, they were who I wanted to be when I grew up.
They are relationship goals.
I mean, honestly, completely another
They are very much goals. So people who are like, Joker and Harley Quinn. It's like,
eat a dick and choke on it.
He's abusive as all it's, hell. That's the dumbest shit.
My yardstick in a relationship for most of my life has been, would an Addams treat me this way?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of my friends say, well, would Gomez treat me this way? Would Morticia treat me this way? But I don't deal in specifics.
Gomez is like a woke king.
He is not good in this new movie that just came out. Read my review on catseesmovies.tumblr.com if you don't believe me. But like, Oscar Isaac deserves better.
He's like hideous.
Oh, yeah. But like, Raul Julia shit fucking slaps. And it's even, like, I don't know if it's better or worse or just, like, more feelings-y when you learn that during Addams Family Values, like, he was less than a year away from when he died, and he was very sick that whole film.
Definitely.
But he wanted to lean into this character so much because he believed in it so much, and that really means a lot.
That's the other thing about that I love so much about Raul Julia is that he took a shit role. Well, he took what was supposed to be a good role in Street Fighter as a Bison.
Yeah.
And then leaned all the way into that because his kids liked Street Fighter.
He doesn't do anything halfway.
Yeah.
He also delivers possibly the best, like, most memeable line in that film.
Sorry.
Which has still been memed much to this day.
It was a Tuesday.
Yeah. He leaned all the way into it, and like, if you again, like, I watched
of course
Street Fighter and was like, oh, this is trash.
Oh, God.
A little bit.
You're too deep in the corner.
Going to get close.
It's the first time I've been too deep in anything.
Get scootin'.
Gahoy.
Scootin'. All right, so let's get to the shits. Boys.
Let's get the shits.
To the shits.
Get the shits.
Oh, right. God. Oh, no.
All right, so let's do it.
We didn't determine any of these voices.
Whatever, pick two voices. I think for the Hunkus Punkus, you should do Morty, so don't do Morty here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the Hunkus Punkus here, so do that there. So save Morty for that.
Okay. Good idea.
And then who do you want to be?
Well, I'm trying to decide because there are two scenes and they're two-person scenes.
Okay, so once you guys do Gomez and Morticia, just to warm up.
Mm-hmm. To warm up as what?
How now, brown cow? How now? Brown cow, how now?
Okay, stop doing that, please.
Brown cow.
Okay. And then, the second
it's
one.
It's not sexy. Stop trying, please.
So whatever you do for Morticia,
see you. Yep.
Do in the next one.
Oh, okay.
That way we can save you.
Okay, I feel like Harley Quinn is going to be too grating because it's like kind of a long scene.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot.
I feel like, yeah, that might be too much. Okay, so I feel a generic Disney princess.
Sure.
I'm sorry, generic fairy tale princess.
Oh, yeah. Fucking mouse.
Mickey Mouse's middle name is Litigious, and we're afraid of his lawyer prowess.
Go in there and get their ass! Sons of bitches!
I'll sell your ass!
I'll tell you
you've got nothing left!
This is going to be a nightmare on our listeners.
Oh boy!
I'm so sorry if y'all are wearing headphones.
I just love.
If y'all are wearing headphones, you're now deaf in both ears, and I'm sorry.
So, who you got? For Gomez.
I think I could get back to some Kronk. I think I could do it like a Kronk.
Okay. Oh my god.
Just insert princess here.
God, oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm Gomez or am I Morticia? I should be Morticia.
Also, apologies to headphone users for my laugh. I know it's grating. I've been working on it in therapy for a while.
Oh, it's like a dream.
Oh, boy.
Ease that up, please. Don't give it so much.
Can we reel it in?
All right, Disney.
Oh, God, I closed the script.
Disney.
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 Disney World.
Disney World Princess. Disney World Princess.
Disney World.
Kronk.
That boy Kronk.
That boy there.
That boy there, Kronk.
That Kronk.
All right, let's do it.
All right, are you Morticia or am I?
Yeah, I'll be Morticia.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, it's the tick, too. Oh, no.
It's like a dream. When we first met years ago, it was an evening much like this. Magic in the air. A boy.
A girl.
An open grave. It was my first funeral.
You were so beautiful. Pale and mysterious. No one even looked at the corpse.
Your cousin, Balthazar. You are still a suspect. I couldn't stop staring. All during the eulogy, your eyes, your mustache, your laugh.
You bewitched me. I proposed that very night.
Just think, someday, we'll be buried here, side by side. 6 feet under. In matching coffins. Our lifeless bodies rotting together for all eternity.
Gata Mia!
Mont Sauvage!
And scene. And then right on that same momentum,
yeah.
You guys want to switch up?
I'll take Morticia.
Okay. Right. I'll go personnel officer as Skeletor.
We have so many homemakers re-entering the workforce. Your domestic skills can be very valuable. College?
Private tutors?
Major?
Spells and hexes?
Liberal arts? Have you been a volunteer, PTA, service organization?
Well, one day each week I visit death row at our local prison with my children.
With your children?
For autographs.
Well, what about your husband? He's currently employed.
He's going through a rough patch at the moment, but that's not his fault.
Of course not. What is he, a loafer? A hopeless layabout? A shiftless dreamer? A numbskull?
Not anymore.
And scene.
Yeah, you never made monster.
Yeah, no, the Addams Family movie
Fuck
is...
Fuck you, man!
The Addams Family movies are a bunch of weird vignettes, yeah. So trying to find, like, a coherent scene...
Yeah, it's very much so. Like, the,
Oh, God.
We watched the, what did we do recently? I was watching last night. I was watching Values.
Yeah.
And they did the Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's such a weird series of vignettes. Like it's chunks. You can't like find a moment. I'm still salty. They had a third kid, but it's fine. We're fine. It's all fine. It's fine. We're fine. All
right.
Did I just spoil Adam's Family Values for you?
It's the beginning of the movie. It's kind of like it's fine.
Okay, fine. That said, we're the fine. Addams Family pinball right. machine, we're fine. We're that fine. That shit slaps.
You're fine. You're fine. We're all fine, all right? Cat, we're fine.
All right. Coraline. Let's move right along. We have Coraline, the scene
Can I take a like, not major role? I'll take the other father.
Okay.
I'll be other mother.
Y'all yell at each other about your eyes.
I'll be other mother
You'll
as
other
Frieza.
Mother? Okay. Yeah, I'll do.
But Frieza from DBA.
Yeah,
DBZA.
Yes.
Mr. Mugatu, a minute of your time.
A moment of your time.
A moment of your time, Mr. Mugatu, please.
Yeah. I'll do Coraline as.
A what?
Ron Simmons. Professional wrestler, Farouk Ron Simmons.
My brain just told me that I should do Other Father as 9-year-old Anakin in. Episode 1 of Star Wars, so I think we're leaning in on that.
Okay.
We're right. gonna Phantom Menace this shit.
Let's do it.
You do like it here, don't you, Coraline?
Uh-huh.
You could stay here forever. If you want to.
Really?
Sure. Oh, God. We'll sing and play games, and Mother will cook your favorite meals.
There's one tiny little thing we need to do.
What's that?
Well, it's a surprise.
Coraline is seated in her place. The other mother's places a small box with a bow in front of her and takes her seat along with other father. Coraline excitedly removes the lid.
For you, our little doll.
The surprise is a spool of black thread, a silver needle, and a pair of shiny black buttons for Coraline's eyes.
Black is traditional, but if you'd prefer pink or vermilion or chartreuse, though, you might make me jealous.
Hell no! You're not sewing buttons on my eyes.
Oh, but we need a yes if you want to stay here.
It's so sharp you won't feel a... Ow!
There now, it's your decision, darling. We only want what's best for you.
I'm going to bed right now.
Bed?
Before dinner?
I'm really, really tired. Tired of racism. Yeah, I need to just sleep on some things.
Well, of course you do, darling. But I'll be happy to tuck you in. Just a minute of your time.
Stay
I'll
there.
Tuck you in.
Get your... No!
Let me just tuck you in.
I said no! Just you one, done enough
just,
already.
This is 1 minute of your time.
God
I just
damn
want
it.
To tuck you in.
I said no! Now see, that's the thing. When I tell you I don't want that, you go ahead and you go and try me. Now you try me, I get to swinging these fists and kicking these feet. Then you believe I don't want it.
You know what?
These feet and these fists.
You're welcome.
And it wouldn't be right if I didn't end this as Ron Simmons without saying, damn! All
right.
Oh, brother.
Damn!
I don't need you. I don't need this planet. As a matter of fact, fuck this planet.
In particular.
All right.
Oh, God. What are we?
Who gave us
a podcast?
We took one. We made
one. We got to swinging these fists and kicking these feet. And we got a damn podcast. We took one.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. We're here hot dogging and grandstanding.
That is the best promo of all time. If you ever, like, listen. Okay. Pro wrestling is the greatest. And when Macho Man was visibly on cocaine, making this promo against
think that you could, but you can't.
And
then yeah,
he said,
because I'm the
nah, when that man said,
yeah, I hate your guts. And that's what's going to be left all over the mat after WrestleMania 5.
It's like, damn. Is he
right? Bitch, I'm a lover. I'm
and that was the other thing.
Hey
is like,
there, brother.
Like, that was the other thing. Like, people would be like, yo, Macho Man is intense.
Yeah.
And it was like,
have y'all seen Thunder in Paradise?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have recently started watching Thunder in Paradise from scratch.
Oh, what is this?
Thunder in Paradise is TV show from the early 90s, and it's Hulk Hogan and other generic actor man as, like, mercenaries?
In the boat?
Yeah. And
it was all
filmed at Disney World.
It was like whenever Baywatch was finished, it was like, all right, we're done shooting for the day.
Shit, what do we got to do? We need to do another show with tits and ass for the dads. So they made Thunder in Paradise.
For the dads. Damn.
Damn.
Sorry, was,
damn.
That, was that too real?
It's, I mean, I wasn't a dad at the time. I probably wouldn't.
It's a family-friendly show with an appropriate amount of tits and ass for the dads. So they would spend time with their damn wiener kids.
All I'm saying, brother, is I don't want any niggers on the shot. I don't want any niggers. I mean, black.
You know what I mean.
Niggers. No, that's what I meant. Brother,
I love to do this to Kat every time she comes on the show.
George Bush Senior called me a nigga.
He wasn't mean about it.
He
that's
wasn't
just
mean
how
about
you
it. Talk. Just how you talk to me.
That's just how you talk back in the day to black folk.
What up, nigga? How you living, nigga?
That's before they found out it was racist. You see.
You so they, so I was.
All right. Shut up.
I just get to stare into the middle distance, like I'm having Vietnam War flashbacks while this is happening.
All right, I'm gonna sing now. We're gonna do
Hocus Pocus.
We probably should switch because you're gonna play boy and girl. I don't know. This is like
would,
I said, we're gender
fluid
here, man.
Would you like me to play girl?
You know, or you know, you can just replace girl with Hillary Swank. Because you know, apparently the boy's name is Max. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
I care. Watched that movie one time in like 2015.
Actually, yeah, let's switch it up and then. Because
where am I going?
It's really funny because the Sarah Jessica Parker witch, Sarah Sanderson, is one of the most popular cosplays that I do.
And you do
probably
it.
My least favorite movie that I cosplay from.
Oh, man, but you're so hot when you do it.
Thanks.
Yeah, show us your feet.
I mean, I have thigh-high leather boots. Men usually prefer to see those. Are you, sir? Have you been helped?
Sir. Sir. Please, excuse me, sir, 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 sir,
shut up, Doug.
Have you been helped?
Sir, sir, can I help you?
Church is free.
It's kind of not.
It's not.
But yeah, I mean, you could go in there and just free, bomb
not
some
even
salvation.
Freedom is free.
10%.
On what? Oh, sorry. So yeah.
My,
yeah,
my
yeah, boy. God's just like, yeah, get just cut
you
me
in. You a Mormon?
In.
That's Catholic.
Oh, well, I'm Episcopalian. We don't have that. Oh, Episcopalian's kind of like, oh, are you okay? If you have money, give money. If you don't, that's fine. We like you for you.
Oh, my God. Black people church? And never mind. I don't want to bring
listen,
up black church and
the,
then somebody
the pastor
the
I grew up with was gay. Like, we don't have real religion. His partner was also an Episcopalian priest. Shit slaps.
It's 10% whatever you can give.
Here's a dime.
You know, tithes and offering.
This we're gonna have to cut so much out of this episode.
What?
Yeah. No, it's gonna be a lot.
This episode is gonna be toaster.
A lot of things are getting cut today.
Toaster leaving's like 3 through 6.
Yeah, probably never.
Toaster leaving 7 through 9 is just.
It'd be like,
oh, is that Backdoor Sluts 9?
Toaster leavings. Those people have died now.
Toaster leavings. Deep Space 9.
Bobby Moynihan.
Did I tell you guys about like the weird experience of having someone dressed as Captain Sisko trying to hit on me at Dragon Con? I inherently associate Deep Space Nine with my father. Like my dad and I watched it together. Uh-huh. So Ben Sisko really aggressively hitting on me, I was like, you make me think of my dad, please stop. I'm not one you can market on in that way, no. No, I'm like, my dad and I are both people, and we both have legitimate issues that we've been trying to work through through increased therapy and, like,
so
you know.
So much out of this podcast. Please stop doing that.
Just stop
doing things that I'm going to have to edit out of this.
Do you want
podcast.
Us to just sit here in silence
Please.
Instead? Okay.
Stop
Let us
yourself.
Do what we said we were going to do. And that is the Sanderson sisters. Fire.
We're waiting for you because you're like doing shit on the computer over there.
Yeah, I have the lyrics.
Okay, well guys, you heard Eric. We're supposed to sit in complete silence until he starts singing.
I just don't want to edit this because your parents listen to the pod. And so
I mean, they don't listen to the episodes I'm on. They're not.
No. That's a good policy. They probably listened to
no,
the first.
They were like, we're not. They don't know that I do the Boudoir Instagram and stuff. Like, they have no idea. And at one point, I was like, I'm on this podcast and whatever. And they're like, unless you're making money, we're not proud of you. And I was like, oh. So.
Here's a dollar. Don't spend it all in one place, baby. Go ahead. All
right. So let's start. Here, you guys got to share this script that I had to handwrite because, for whatever reason,
Cat can't find the stuff. I can't find the damn
And I didn't even look.
So, oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, you got a lot.
I do, yeah. Okay.
But it's like a 1 minute thing.
Yeah.
Pick out voices for boy, girl, and I guess you guys can narrate.
Yeah.
As you see in there.
Okay.
And you wanted.
Who's going to be Bette Midler?
You could just.
Got it. Okay. I'm sorry.
You wanted me to do my.
You do Morty.
I'm gonna do Morty.
Morty as boy, because he's such a.
All he's doing is being boy. Confused and upset.
Just being a total soy boy. You know what I mean? Real alphas would have just taken control and just went
man,
in there.
I don't know about that.
Morty!
I would have just gone in there, and just boned the Sanderson sisters. You know what I'm saying, bro? What I mean, bro?
I think I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean, bro?
I
would have just gone in there with the Sandersons, like, yo, hey, bitches. You know what I mean?
Hey.
And they would have been like, you mean wishes? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Hey,
yeah.
You know what? Let's just do a foursome.
Let's just do
a foursome. You leave the kids alone.
You keep leave them alone.
Because, you know what I'm saying? My stroke lasts all night, bro.
Oh, yeah.
The sun's coming up.
Yeah, when the sun comes up.
Boom.
Oh, wow.
Dead witches.
It's a bomb, baby. Ha ha. Yeah,
that's
I bet it was.
That's how I do it.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
That's how I do it, bro.
Is that how you do it? Let me tell you how I do it. I'm Morty, and I'm a sweet little tender little sweet little boy. And every time I look at a girl, she just turns into a puddle. Yeah, I'm a real ladies' man.
All right, so you're gonna be Morty, as girl.
I don't know what the hell just happened.
We did a bit.
Getting Vietnam War flashbacks again.
Is it because I said the word nigga? They told me not to, but I don't know.
Morty, that's problematic. You can't go around using the N-word.
What? It's just a word.
You can't do that.
In the songs.
Morty.
But they say it in the songs.
No, it doesn't matter. It's not okay.
I love old dirty bastard says nigga all the time.
You can't do that, Morty.
That's
stop.
My favorite person.
Stop saying that, Morty.
You don't like old dirty bastard? He's a good rapper. I like him.
You can't use that word.
He says.
Don't do it, Morty.
I'll attack any nigga.
God damn it, Morty!
I said it, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. I'm a sweet little tender boy, and nobody expects anything from me.
They're really gonna kick your ass, Morty. They're gonna drag you on Twitter, Morty.
They're gonna drag me on Twitter.
They're gonna.
How are they gonna drag me on Twitter? I don't even have a Twitter.
It doesn't matter, Morty.
Old man.
It's already out there.
Yeah, that's a long time coming.
They're really gonna drag you, Morty.
They're gonna drag me. I'm gonna drag you.
You're gonna be a meme, Morty.
How about them Washington Nationals? Topical.
We don't want to date the podcast. We're already coming live to them about Halloween.
Yeah. You know? So why date it any further?
All right. So, Morty.
What do you want me to do?
Sorry, we really got into that.
I'm just over here, like, staring into the space between the door and the wall.
All right. I, meanwhile, will do Sarah Jessica Parker singing Come Little Children as Michael McDonald.
Okay.
All right. And so I'll be like kind of like humming in the background of yours.
Yeah, that's fine.
So whenever you hear me.
Okay. I don't have that many voices.
It's all right.
There's a part of me that's like, fuck it, I'll just do Dale Arden from Flash Gordon. Which is just a lot of hysterical. I think I can manage that. Oh, God.
Somebody out there.
I didn't know that being upset was your kink.
No, it's going to work for somebody.
Oh, I'm sure. And if that's the case, at Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, -Chinetti, C-H-I-N-E-T-T-I on Venmo.
We'll record Venmo. It and send you some, send you some quality audio. It'll sound real great.
I am presently functionally unemployed. So help a sister out. I'm poor.
She said sister?
Fuck. All right, so since we can't have...
Mom,
we can't have...
I'm gay.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, fuck.
Kay and Eric turned me gay.
Okay. We can...
Wow.
I like that everyone else who was in here just left. Like, right. Someone left a full thing of cognac in here.
Right. We don't need any more. Give me a voice of somebody who sounds like they know what the fuck they're doing, Kat. I don't know. Because we can't have that and then Morty.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
That'd be it. That's a lot.
Do you want me to do Summer?
Yes.
Okay.
Summer and Morty.
Because she has that kind of flat, like...
Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh, whatever.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
That'll work.
Whatever.
And then, so, one of you just want to start us whatever. With the midline. Or, well...
Yeah, okay. I'll just do that in...
All right. Let's go.
Use thy voice, sister. Clear the sky. Bring the little brats to die.
Come, little children, I'll take thee away into a land of enchantment. Come, little children, the time's come to play. Here in my garden of magic.
Danny?
Danny?
They ran up the stairs.
Hey, hey, up there! Hey, don't listen to her!
Max! Max, I figured it out!
What?
Winifred said the candle's magic will soon be spent. As dawn approaches, the black flame candle only brought them back for this one Halloween night. Unless they can steal the lives of the children, when the sun comes up, they're dust.
Okay, but how can we make the sun come up?
I keep forgetting. Every time you're near. Boom, 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 boom. What a fool believes. He sees the world of the world. I don't need to know any. Yes, my nigga Michael McTrap.
Ooh.
So that was the time where I suggest to anybody, recommend to anybody who has not seen it, who has no idea what we're talking about, Michael McTrap on Instagram and YouTube is where someone does a terrible impression of Michael McDonald. And does it with, he's just singing the latest, most contemporary trap music.
Have you guys seen Elmo sing Africa?
Yes.
Because that shit slaps. Also, headphone listeners, I'm sorry. Yeah, we've been volume-wise very inconsistent.
I'm gonna take it real easy. I'm gonna edit this real great.
Yelling.
To where it's not all,
yelling,
you know, squeals and screams.
I'm yelling.
All right.
So loud. So hard.
Last one. We gotta do this.
Is this Thriller?
This is Thriller.
Am I the girl?
Your girl.
Yeah.
Again.
Shocked.
Well, what? I mean, you don't have to be.
Nah, it's fine. I'm a fine woman.
You can play Michael. I'll play the girl.
You can do Mike.
Nah, I won't.
Because Mike's got two kind of So we're doing the Thriller dialogue. We're not going to sing Thriller. We've done enough singing already. We have. Just need to pull up my script here. And then,
if I do the girl, I think I'll probably throw Harley Quinn on it.
Sweet. Let's do it. And then, I have. What if I can just pull up my damn
thing? I'll do my Heath Ledger Joker.
This is a nice, like, 17-minute music video.
Yeah.
Really sets the palette for whatever the fuck else was happening on MTV, I guess.
It kind of set the standard, like, you know, the video has to slap this hard in order to be called a classic now.
Your sticker off the pen.
Okay, so you'll play both parts of Michael as
Heath Ledger's Joker. My father.
Girl will be played by Kat as
Harley Quinn.
Nice. And then I will do I really thought I'd clear this up. I'll do the narrator or Vincent Price's part as the movie phone. All right.
This is the quality content y'all came here
this
for.
This is what you came here for. Okay, so let's kick it.
Scene one, the forest. A car slows down and stops near a forest. Its passengers, Michael and his girl,
whose name is Desiree.
I learned that from you.
Honestly, we're out of gas.
So what are we gonna do now?
They walk into the forest and talk together.
I'm sorry I didn't believe you.
Can I ask you something?
What?
You know, I like you. Don't you?
Yes.
And I hope you like me the way I like you.
Yes.
Well, I was wondering if you would be my girl.
Oh, Michael!
Michael and her and his girl hug together. Michael gives her a ring.
Oh, it's beautiful!
Now it's official. I have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael?
I'm not like the other guys.
Oh. Of course not. That's why I love you.
No, I mean, I'm different.
What are you talking about?
Michael looks at a full moon, and he starts his transformation.
Are you all right?
Go away!
Michael's girl screams in terror when Michael was a werewolf. Scene two, in the movie theater, all of the people except Michael and his girl were screaming inside the movie theater. Michael eats popcorn.
He's over there!
Oh.
God, look at that thing! Look out!
Can we get out of here?
No, I'm enjoying this.
Well, I can't watch. Excuse me.
It's scrawled in blood.
What does it say?
See you next Wednesday.
The crowd screams. Michael leaves outside the cinema.
Oh, it's only a movie.
That's not funny.
You were scared, weren't you?
I wasn't that scared.
Yeah, you were scared. You were scared.
And then after all that, Michael Jackson performs Thriller, blah, blah, blah. Scene four, the graveyard.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. The foulest stench in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller. Inside the house, Michael's girl begins running in the house before the zombies try to kill her, and she screamed when Michael came in.
Oh, what's the problem? Come on, I'll take you home.
Michael follows his girl all the way when suddenly his eyes turn yellow like an animal.
Yellow eyes.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. That's all the scripts.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, jerks.
We're
releasing this on Halloween.
Spooky. And the next time we will tell you how the Wu-Tang Clan met the Scooby-Doo gang. And how Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with was created on the spot when RZA had an NPC.
Yeah,
2000 XL in the haunted house. And really what happened, it turns out that the Shaolin Samurai guy was just a guy, he was a landlord who was trying to scare people off the property so that he could gentrify the land.
Ooh. Remember, kids, the real villain is gentrification.
It's gentrification. And with that said,
don't you gentrify my house. My mama lives here.
Trust and believe. Happy Halloween, you jerks. We love you. Be safe.
Don't give kids your drug candy.
This is the elevator music for the gateway to heaven. I made it in a spaceship that take 87. Chillin' watching holograms of lucky number 11. You get Kansas City shuffle just for fucking with my brethren. From the ghetto to living life like George Jetson. But of course with more sex and more flexing, I'm more or less obsessed with the prospect of killing time altogether just as a concept.